Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Kenna. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Reynolds chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Redfern. Redfern fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Redfern. Rice scores. Barnes moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Falk moves to third. Redfern moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Judge reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Judge moves to third. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judge scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaum scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redfern moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redfern scores. Cecil moves to second. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Cecil moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Barnes throws the ball into Kenna, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lyons scores. Clancy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Spalding pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Dick Spalding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spalding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Bludge reaches third base with a triple. Goslin scores. Judge goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Kenna reaches second base with a double. Bludge scores. It's Senators, 5, White Sox, 5. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and tags Kenna for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 6-5, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Barnes moves to third. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Falk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Redfern. Redfern fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Redfern. Metzler throws the ball into Com, who tags Reeves trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reeves moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reeves tags and scores. One out. It's 7-5, Senators. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kenna hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gosselin hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West now playing left field. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 4 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Reeves fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.